Tommy, a recent article in USA Today by the numbers said that the divorce rate in America is near 70%.
Really?
And you have a better chance to start a successful small business than start a successful small marriage. What are your thoughts on this, Tommy? How does this make you feel about a month removed from your quote-unquote big day?
Doesn't scare me.
Doesn't scare you, nope. Fearless Tommy over
not
there.
Not at all.
You're not getting those cold feet that I've read so much about?
No. I mean, we both come from families that really value marriage, and we look at marriage as a lifetime commitment. So I think some people go into marriage just, especially nowadays, going, well, it might work out.
And look out, folks. We got values over in that corner.
Don't forget my morals.
Gosh, morals and values Thompson over
there.
That's
right. That's right.
What a wholesome young boy over there.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you finally see it.
Right now, he's saving a kitten and eating a warm apple pie. You don't see it because, you know, this is an audio medium, but that's what he's doing.
It's America.
He's an all-American boy over there.
Thank you.
He's got stupid hair and an orange complexion, too. He fits right into...
What's wrong with my hair?
Well, don't get high-pitched with me, son. How dare you?
I didn't even have a voice yesterday, so you should be happy.
Oh, I'm so pleased that I can hear you talking to me.
Well, I knew you would be.
Can you imagine yourself in your 20s getting married?
No.
No.
No, not at all.
Why was that?
Wasn't ready.
Why was that?
Just wanted to party, just...
Oh, selfish.
Yeah,
selfish.
Absolutely.
You were married to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
How many times did you divorce yourself in your 20s? I knew you then. You were just a wreck of a man.
But I never... No, I always loved myself.
You always loved yourself?
Yeah.
I can think of a few instances you called yourself a stupid, stupid, dumb face.
Oh, sure, but that doesn't mean I lost any love.
You didn't lose any love for yourself?
Love is unconditional, Randy.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah.
Is that the lesson I need to learn in today's world?
There's ups and downs. And
peaks and valleys. We've talked about
absolutely.
This. Jerry Seinfeld was on the Howard Stern show earlier this week.
That's a weird pair.
They're like good friends.
Really?
They hang out.
Jerry's so conservative.
I don't know. I think that's his act.
Yeah, but your act is part of yourself.
Okay, well... And Robin on the show, Robin Quivers, longtime sidekick, asked Jerry, how did marriage change him? And Jerry said, before marriage, well, quote, he said, I was a mongrel. A man without a wife is uncivilized.
Hmm.
How about that?
Yeah,
you're
I can see that.
You're just walking around like a mutt right now is what
I
you're doing.
I can see that. Well, you too, sir.
Well, not me. I'm a refined young prince over here.
I could see that. But the second that I fell in love with the beloved, it was like marriage isn't going to change.
Fell in love.
Yeah, it's not going to change.
My God.
Because I just know, you know.
You just know.
We just know.
Tommy just knows.
Hot gun.
Oh my God. He
well,
knows.
one day you'll get a girlfriend, Randy, and then maybe one day you'll know too.
Oh, my God. And the Chicago song will come in. You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration.
Right. That'll work.
Is that what happened? What song played in your head when you realized you were in love with the beloved?
I don't think there was one. I mean, I don't think there
Tommy's
was one.
Tommy's in love. That's so lame. Can you even believe it? A man's in love. How gay. A man in love with a woman. Can you think of anything gayer?
Skipping down the street in the rain.
Goodness me.
Yeah, there wasn't one. No song.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is, the previous story I just mentioned appears to be a completely made-up fictional tale. It was told to me by my crotchety old coworker, my beloved colleague at the retail paradise that gainfully employs me.
Said the 70% thing?
Said the 70% thing. He proceeded to tell me this tale as fact.
Oh,
fact.
Yeah, people will.
Oh, my God, with his stern little face.
Mm-hmm.
Just fact. And then he proceeded to tell me how marriage and kids, etc., it ain't worth it. Piss on it. That's what he says to me.
It ain't worth it if you don't want it.
He is the founder of the Piss on It movement, by the way.
Oh, that guy.
That's where I got that from. And as he continued to rail on and on and on about marriage and kids, you know, he's got three under his belt and numerous kids that he doesn't give a shit about. I realized as I looked into the wrinkled face of mustachioed despair, maybe I should do the exact opposite of what this man says.
Maybe you should go get married and have a bunch of kids.
Maybe I should just procreate all over this world. Franchises, Randy franchises in every city you see.
Well, maybe you should find a mate first.
A mate? That's gross. How dare you call my wife a mate?
Oh,
what is she, some bunny?
She might be.
That's offensive. Hugh Hefner just died yesterday, and you took the Lord's name in vain just now.
Hmm.
How dare you, sir? Hmm. Apologize.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You didn't expect me to apologize, did you?
I saw your beloved last week, by the way.
You did? Where at?
At the Mike Stanley Show.
Oh.
With you.
Yeah.
There, too.
How'd they do at that show, Randy?
You own the stage, Tommy.
Thank you, Randy. Wanted the listeners to hear that.
But who gives a shit about you? Your beloved, your future wife was a hoot that night. She was
so
much fun.
Yeah, she was a lot of fun.
No, don't say thank you. You had nothing to do with it. Usually you're the one that causes her to be a sour. She was sweet this day.
Yeah, she was
not
good.
A sour.
She was fun. You were wasted.
Chocolate. White girl wasted, yes. I was white girl wasted.
You were really wasted.
Yeah, I was going to say chocolate wasted, which is also a pop culture reference, and I decided to go with white girl wasted, because that seems to be funnier.
Sure.
I don't know. Neither got a laugh. Rolling with it. That's how it works sometimes on the show.
I got you.
So, she was a hoot, you know?
Thank you.
And I didn't notice, though, the wedding ring.
Oh, yeah, she was wearing it.
She was wearing it.
How could you not know? It's huge.
It's speak to me in terms of carats. How many carats is that? Carats are all I care about.
I think it's 1.5.
1.5?
1.5 or 2, I can't remember.
1.5 carats.
Yeah, I think so.
So
it might be 2. I can't remember.
So, okay. When my compadre that I work with, Mr. Ponytail, told me about these facts, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to look this up because I don't know, you know? So I searched and I searched, and the only thing I could come up with from USA Today was an article from last year which says the divorce rate is the lowest it's been in quite some time.
Yeah, the world's good, huh?
Oh, the world is so good. It's never been better, right?
What was the divorce rate?
I don't know. I think it was like, I'm not even going to
speculate. Because the death rate's up.
Yeah, everyone's dying.
We're not going to get a divorce.
But I did come across an article that said that the larger the ring, the more likely you are to get divorced.
Oh, that's hilarious.
How does that make you feel, Tommy?
Nothing's going to change how I feel.
Oh, my God.
These are all myths. These are all whatever. People sit in the lab and go, bleh, and this is what comes out.
I am trying to get you divorced, don't you see?
I'll let her know.
Here's the problem. No, don't tell. She'll beat my ass. She ain't afraid of no ghosts. A happy, content Tommy doesn't work with me.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that'd be terrible.
I prefer my Tommy to be a plump, round, wrecking ball of catastrophe. That's the Tommy I know.
Well, I'm starting to get, I shouldn't say drunk, but I'm starting to drink again more so than I probably should.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably not too happy. Okay. I'm pretty happy, though.
You're pretty happy.
And I was actually talking to a friend about this earlier today. I think I'm happier now that I'm actually drinking again than I was when I was sober. Isn't that weird? Don't listen to that, alcoholics, but
no, that's not weird.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm drinking right now. I'm pretty
I think it's just like, I still only do it like once or twice a week, but I think it's just the damage control.
Yeah, me too. I only drink once or twice a week too, and that's all I need. I'm like, oh, yes.
Right.
And I look forward to those nights.
I realized if I don't drink every day, maybe I can.
Listen.
Maybe I can use it in a good way.
Just do me a favor. Keep on drinking.
Yeah, I mean, not every day.
Because I preferred when your body believed in manifest destiny. I do. It wanted to expand to all the free space around it. That's a Tommy I love.
No, I'm not getting fat again.
What?
Nope.
Come on now.
No way.
Oh, my God.
I quit. When I started drinking again, I quit drinking pop. Haven't you noticed? No Diet Mountain Dews.
Well, you're weird, Tommy. You chugged a cup of cold coffee.
It wasn't cold, but it was like lukewarm.
Why would you lie to me? You told me it was cold.
It wasn't hot.
I can't even believe you.
Well, how would you chug hot coffee?
I don't know if you're either here nor there. Because I can't understand
I'm everywhere.
What? Yeah. You're omnipotent?
Just like this podcast.
And impotent.
Just like this episode.
Yes.
Happy 200. We're going to be sporadic.
Sporadic?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big word for a small man.
It is.
I
used correctly,
Tom. Don't wish to quarrel, Tommy.
Thank you for calling me small, by the way. Except for my chest.
I don't wish to quarrel, Tommy.
Barreling that thing out.
I don't wish to quarrel.
Okay, Randy, we won't duel.
What?
Sure. That's how I handle my quarrels.
You duel?
Mm-hmm.
Glove slap?
Mm-hmm.
How many paces?
16.
16 is a good number.
Yeah, I thought so.
That way you can really think about it. If you want, you can bust ass and run out of there.
Just keep going.
Homie's still pacing with a stern face. He's going to bust a cap and you're 32 long gone.
Paces sideways. Yeah.
You're a yard and a half
away.
Oh,
I like that. 32 yeah. Paces sideways. Sounds like an album.
Sounds like a shitty punk album you used to love. Can you imagine? Well, by the way, I have an issue with your wedding.
Uh-oh.
28 people in your wedding party?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I didn't realize I was signing up to be a part of a lynch mob. I feel like not even special anymore because the entire county is in your wedding party.
Well, I wanted like 12 groomsmen, so she made me narrow it down to 8. So there
my
you
God.
Go.
God, you don't even talk to 12 people anymore. You don't. It's a lie.
I don't have time.
Yep. See? You could have kept it small and cozy.
And then you wouldn't have been in it.
Well, better for me. Because I got to get you a wedding gift now. That's a weight on my shoulders.
Just show up.
Yeah, that's gift enough, I would think. Can you imagine some woman in this world is Miss America?
Someone in this world is Miss America?
Yeah, just crowned, like, within the last 2 weeks.
Just America, not Miss Universe?
Miss America.
Hmm. That's got to be a weird thing.
Can you imagine trying to date her?
No.
you try to engage Miss America, you'd have to have a ring the size of Peter Dinklage's head.
It seems like it, but maybe diamond. Not. Maybe not.
Oh, she's a real down-to-earth, corn-chewing lass from South Dakota. Give me a break.
Owl.
Owl. I'm for Owl. I like corn cob.
Hey. Maybe not. You know, yeah. I don't know. You're just so stereotypical.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right, Tommy. She doesn't have any high standards. You're right. I'm the Miss of the United Americas, and I demand all the best things, and I'm sure she's like, it's Mr. Universe or nothing for me.
Oh.
You know? Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's how
she is.
That's
what you think about women, huh?
No, that's how I think about Miss America.
Okay.
Because that's how America is.
Yeah,
especially the Miss of America.
If you're representing America,
if you're Princess America over there, you gotta have the universe, right? You gotta have Mr. Universe.
You gotta be a cowboy.
And I'm like, really, Mr. Universe? With your ego right there, you think
Paul Orndorff? Or that's Mr. Wonderful, isn't it?
Well, he's way below Mr. Universe.
Who is Mr. Universe?
Mr. Universe is a title you earn.
That's right.
When you're
Mr. Wonderful and Mr. Perfect.
I mean, he's not Mr. Universe either.
Mm-hmm.
Does he encapsulate the entire universe?
What's Mr. Olympia? Is that the thing?
Mr. Olympia?
What was Schwarzenegger back in the day?
He was Mr. Conan the Barbarian, and that should be good enough for anyone, right?
Before that, he was Mr. Olympia? Is that what they called it? I can't remember. Maybe it was Mr. Universe.
The only person, the only man I think would be good enough for Miss America, other than Mr. Universe, that steroid head, it'd be D-Boy. Drop that beat, sir. Put it in.
Drinking some shandy on Thursday. We so motherfucking out here, though. We never been this out here. What you know about Lynyrd Skynyrd? I'm whacking the intro to the heart of the verse every time, baby. Well, I've seen the hard times and the pressure,
working like a working man do. Got my act together, gonna walk all over you. Pressure pushing down on me, pushing down on you. Shit, let's raise the roof. Woo! About time, it's the era of the rebels. Cloud nine and the air up in the vessels. Generation fearless, got a taste for weirdness. Flow on fire, that's the way my beard is. Hard times, jump starting to grind. It's all good, y'all. Things fall apart sometimes. Let it go, let me know when you're ready though. Don't push me, cuz until the edge I'm close. When the time comes, ride for something. Or live to be 90 and then just die for nothing. Speak their heart, your baby, speak their mind. And I'ma play their part and I'ma freak that rhyme one time for you. Rhyme one time for you. I'm a island, man. There ain't nothing else by me, man. And I drink enough whiskey to float a battleship around this bitch any motherfucking how. Wow.
Hey, 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 welcome to the Miserable Retail Slave Show. We're coming to you from the Pot Shack outside beautiful Flint, Michigan, USA. My name is Randy. Tommy's over there. Isn't that special?
Sure.
He's over. Oh, what? Way to be a mind over there.
You see, you got new glasses, Randy?
Yeah, with the little pearls embedded in them.
No, these are different ones.
What'd you do with the little pearl ones that I hated?
Oh, I still got those, too.
Can you bring them over so I can stomp on them?
No, I got them in the car. They're my backup pair now.
Your backup pair. What a nerd.
I wanted them more round. I thought they were going to be more square. Uh-huh. And they're kind of rounded. So I got these ones last night.
Is that what you stress about your life now? Mm-hmm. Is your eyewear?
I want perfect square glasses.
Well, those aren't perfect squares.
They're
keep
good
trying.
Enough. Sure.
No, they're not good enough.
They're good enough.
You just said perfect squares. Those aren't perfect squares.
They're perfect to me.
Don't settle. Never settle, Tommy. Man, what have I taught you? God.
Just keep failing, huh?
Well, you do. I got to keep picking you up by your bootstraps and saying no, Tommy, no.
I do have bootstraps. That's funny. Look.
You're always wearing those. That's why I
my
know.
My motorcycle boots.
Yeah, they're stupid. Recently, I read a strongly worded social media post, and my viewpoint completely changed.
Oh, was it from me?
All of them. All the pressing issues that I read about on social media, especially on Facebook, once I see that viewpoint spelled out for me in a convincing way, I'm like, yeah, that's what I'll do now.
Okay.
That's what I believe in.
Sure.
Because it always works.
Yeah.
These posts.
Sure. Are you talking about my post?
What post?
I don't know.
Yeah. You don't post nothing other than
I do post.
Funny jokes.
I got, yeah. One of them got like over 100 likes the other day, Randy.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would get me 100 likes?
What?
If I nothing. Drowned you in a sea of urchins right now.
You couldn't have a status that get 100 likes. You couldn't do it.
I don't want a status that gets 100 likes.
Oh,
what
who
am
doesn't?
I, some whore? What are you, a like status whore? What are you, a like whore over there?
It, when you put it that way, no.
Yeah, you are. That's the only thing feeding your ego is the likes on Facebook
nah,
these days.
Not my ego, just my motivation.
You know what 100 likes on Facebook is in the grand scheme of things?
A lot.
Nothing. You're nothing, Tommy.
You'll figure it out if you ever get there.
I don't need to get there. I'm hilarious enough without the likes. I don't need validation from others.
Oh, sure.
I only need to amuse myself. That's the only person that matters.
So just do this without recording it.
Okay. I used to when I was a kid. I used to set up a little shit thing. And
you're like, one day I'm going to have a podcast. And people are like, what's a podcast? You're like, it hasn't been invented yet.
And they're like, you need to go to a padded room, son.
Like the Bob and Tom show.
I need you all to pay attention right now is what I need. I need you to listen to me, Tommy. Are you listening? Why are you so weird tonight, by
I don't
the way?
Know.
Jesus, man.
I am very weird tonight.
One time of the out of the week, you gotta be on your game, and you just can't even do it.
I am on my game.
What are you taking your glasses off now? Know. Your beady eyes are going to scare the poop out of me.
I like Weird Tommy.
Jeez.
Weird Tommy gets a kick out of himself.
If you don't shut up, I will throw a glass straight to the ground, and that will get all of your attention. You ever been out in a public place and somebody drops a glass?
Oh, yeah.
What does everybody do?
Turns and looks. Strains their necks.
Strains their necks. Complete silence. Stares.
Yep.
I went to a bar once.
Once?
One time.
Okay.
This happened. And I was there like 5 minutes and I broke a glass, randomly knocked it over. It fell to the ground. Everybody just turned and looked like I was the town drunk.
I did that. I went to Joe's Garage the day that it opened and I broke a glass and everybody started cheering. They're like, that's the first glass that was ever broken in this bar.
That's amazing. Here they wanted to throw me out. One of the waitresses was like, oh, you're cut off. I'm like, I just got here. She wasn't even my waitress. So my waitress came and it's like, don't.
Where was this at?
The Red Baron.
Oh, I've been there. That's a yeah. nice bar.
My waitress came back and said, don't listen to her. She's having a bad day.
Ooh.
Yeah, you wanted a tip, didn't you, girl? She got a tip. Uh-oh. Just the tip.
Ew.
So anyways, by the way, I always carry around glasswares with me wherever I go.
Just mazel tov.
Well, yeah, and whenever I need somebody's attention.
Oopa.
Exactly. That's what I say. I say, oopa, and I drop that shit. And everybody turns and looks, and I'm like, thank you, miss. You may wait on me now. That's how I roll. I will dash a glass to the ground Ooh. At any time. I'm not afraid to dash a glass. Why are you rubbing your face vigorously?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
My senses are heightened.
We've been gone for 2 weeks, and this is the worst episode because you've got smallpox over there or
I'm
something.
I'm good. I'm listening to you.
Okay.
You're dashing glasses.
I'm going to dash your dumb square glasses to the ground. Yeah, wipe your beady eyes. So this is what I need help with, Tommy.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the protocols of life is Ooh. What I need.
That might be hard. I don't know if I know those.
Okay, here's an instance. I was at the Retail Paradise that gainfully employs me yesterday.
Uh-huh.
A herd full of soldiers came in.
Okay.
A herd of them.
I think it's a troop.
You're a goof troop over there. So they come in, you know, and I don't know why they're here. Maybe it's some covert operation I'm not aware of.
Right.
So I'm stocking shelves like a diligent worker.
Sure.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And one of the soldiers is right next to me, and I say hi, you know, because I greet people.
Did you salute him?
I didn't salute him.
You weren't kneeling, were you? Oh, God.
Kneeling? Why would I kneel him?
Well, if you're putting things on a shelf, maybe you're at a bottom shelf.
Listen, here's a rule I know. If you're kneeling on the ground next to another man, you do not salute them. That's not a thing.
You learned the hard way?
I learned the hard way. I got such a purple nurple trying to pull that shit off, you know. So the soldier, I say hi, you know, I acknowledge his existence, whatever. Sure. And I go about my business. He's going about his business.
Mm-hmm.
And some random walks over, says, shakes this man's hand. Sir, I just want to thank you for your service.
Sure. That's a good man.
Boy, did I feel like a heel. Now what do I do over here stuck in social purgatory?
You should have hugged him.
I already said hi.
Should have hugged him.
I should have hugged him. No, I love your service more, sir.
Hey.
So this man comes out of the blue like a whirling dervish.
The champion he
flies
is.
Flies out of, oh, the champ was here. And he comes out of the blue, shakes this man's hand. I'm standing there like a dumb.
You're like, yeah, that's what I meant to do too.
Yeah, can we have social protocol classes in school, please? Let's write down these unwritten rules of life.
Yeah, so we can. Thank a veteran, Randy.
What?
Thank a veteran.
Am I supposed to do that with every soldier I see?
Yeah, sure.
How many times have you done that in your life?
Like two or three.
Two or three. Are you being serious or facetious?
For real.
For real. You walked up. Hey, man, thank you for your service.
Yeah, I've been that guy.
You've been that guy.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I guess it was just God speaking through me.
It's got to be. You're God's mouthpiece, aren't you, over there? You got to be with your mouth wide open at all times.
I'm serious, though. I did that before, and that sounds really weird because I don't seem like the person that would do that. But
I need to know all these unwritten rules. We need to all be on the same page. I'm not even the same book as most of these people. I have no clue what's going on. I can't. Honestly say something like that. Can you imagine me, of all people, saying, thank you for your service?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I usually don't say it. It is kind of awkward.
Anything I say, it comes off as something less than sincere usually.
You do have that kind of voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time, the tone of my voice is kind of like getting hit with a pot of scalding hot sarcasm right sure. in the fucking face.
Sure.
Is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
My voice is just tainted with mischief. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's got a mischief taint to it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're a scallywag.
It sounds like I got a twinkle in my eye whenever I say something. I'm a real rascal. I mean, if I walked up to this man and I said, "Thank you for your service, sir," he would flip me to the ground and put me in a figure four leg lock immediately. That's what would happen.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Cobra clutch all over in this shit. He would, too. And I'd tap out. Like, the champ is here.
You want to get smart with me, boy?
Yeah, exactly. We have a new soundboard, by the way, that I'm going to use to drive Tommy insane with. If I had a genie, my first wish would be that I wish I knew what the hell was going on.
Really? You want to know?
Oftentimes, I'm clueless.
I think the truth would be too much.
The truth is out there, dummy.
Yeah, don't find it.
I want to.
Make your own truth.
I am, constantly. It's not doing well for me. It's not working out well.
Make a different truth. Take the road less traveled there, Frost.
Well, boy, you're getting profound over there. You take your glasses off like a scholar, and all of a sudden, you get weirder and weirder.
Yeah, I got a smear on them, so when I looked at you, it was throwing my eyes weirdly off. So,
your entire life has been a smear, though.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you'd be used to looking through blurry eyes as much as you've been drunk. If you had a genie, what would be your first wish?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. You would wish for all of the mans.
It's raining, man. Jesus.
Jesus? Wow, God.
I don't know. That's a hard question, man.
It's not. Just answer it. I would wish right now for you to stop rubbing your stupid face like you're going insane with scabies.
I'd wish for a million wishes. How about that?
Well, I think that's a cheat.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed. You got to look in the genie bylaws.
Yes. Yeah, you did give me the rule book.
I didn't give you that rule book. See, I would wish...
100% happiness all the time for friends and family. That's my...
Oh, what a Saint Tommy, ladies and gents.
Sure.
What an arrogant
Wouldn't
asshole.
That be a great world? Just everybody happy all the time?
Who the hell do you think you are?
Somebody that has a genie?
Yeah, and you just wasted one wish.
How does that waste? You don't want to be happy?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not family or friend. I'm foe. Where does that leave me?
Well, you're out of the wedding then, sir.
I don't even have an invite to the wedding, so how can I be out of a thing I'm not even invited to?
I know. I keep telling the beloved, let's not invite him. Well, she said you already told him he came.
Yeah. That would be your second wish.
I don't know why
we
didn't
me.
Just fucking mail it. She's like, oh, you could take it to the podcast.
Yeah, how's that working out for you? You're slobbering coffee and beer and Tommy drool all over it.
Yeah, there is some of that, actually.
That's the respect I get around here.
I think I used it as a coaster last week.
Yeah, you probably did.
I think I
For your mellow
did.
Yellow.
No, it was a beer.
It was a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a craft beer?
It was. It was Norm's raggedy-ass IPA.
Yeah. Go pumpkin spice fuck yourself over there.
I did have that, too.
Yeah, I'm not shocked.
And a pumpkin spice beer. It was pretty good.
Yeah, no.
Warlock.
I saw pumpkin spice Cheerios the other day.
Ew.
Stop it. No wonder this country's going straight to hell. Everything's pumpkin spice, including our president. He's pumpkin spice, too. Look at that complexion. That ain't normal.
Right.
Orange goblin. Most people, if they have a genie, they would wish for $1 million or a $1 billion.
I hate money.
You don't like money.
I mean, I love
I mean, you've never
enough.
Had it, so why would you love it?
Oh, contraire.
Oh, contraire, mon frère.
Remember when I worked at GM for those 2 years?
You had at least $5,000, and it was amazing.
I made, I think, $65,000 the year that I worked in GM.
And you spent it all on tattoos.
Tattoos and beer, yep.
$65,000 on beer and tattoos.
Lots of Irish car bombs.
I mean... That's what happens when you get a grown-up job in your 20s.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. But I hated it. I hated it. When I had money, all I wanted was more money.
Well, that's the greed factor kicking in.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, all those people that wish.
Don't get me wrong. I want to have enough. I don't want to be in need of money, but I want to have enough money. I don't want to have too much. This is a good line.
Okay.
There's a balance to everything.
Right? There's the dark side of the force and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you ever you get too much money, just give some to me. Right. Balance it out.
Okay.
I'm in poverty over here. You're just living the life.
Wow.
You've got a family and a wife, and she's got a big rock on her finger, and you're not in fear of divorce. It seems like you got it all going on. I don't know. Teach me how to live, Tommy.
Teach you how to live?
Yeah. All those people that wish for $1 million.
Idiots.
Such a noob wish. It really
is. Do you have a deep thought ever?
Well, first of all, think through your actions. You wish for like $1 billion. Okay, you got $1 billion all of a sudden. Oh, guess what? Next year the IRS will be all over your ass.
Right.
Where'd that $1 billion come from? What you really need to do is put a lot of clauses in that wish. What you need to do is hire a lawyer to draft a wish contract. Because those genies. Are tricky.
I think the best wish is for $1 million wishes. You probably thought I was going to say $1 million bucks, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't think... I watched the movie Aladdin, and he said, no, you can't do that. So
Robin Williams got a little upset.
Yeah. Those genies are tricky. They really are. Those genies. What I've discovered is if you add an S to any word... Make it a plural.
Yeah, but that don't always work.
It just sounds like the nastiest slur. And if you ever notice that if you combine the word those with the plural form?
These?
Or these, it sounds like
these is
so nasty.
These is?
No, man, no. For example, why don't you go pick the mulberry from the mulberry bush?
That don't sound weird.
Exactly. It's not plural.
Right.
Here's the plural form. Why don't you pick those mulberries from that mulberry bush? Yeah.
Only thing that changed was your tone.
The only thing that changed was your idea of my tone. And that comes from the plural and those.
I don't buy your plural theory.
You don't?
Nope.
The glass. Those glasses. Ugh.
I don't think... No. No, that's just you. You're just weird. You're just dropping the chicken and getting the ribs.
I think you're wrong, sir.
So you're saying if you pluralize something,
mm-hmm.
it makes it weird.
And put those in front of it.
That's weird.
I don't think so.
Those are weird thoughts.
See, that was nasty right there, what you just did.
Yeah, but it was implied.
Was it implied?
Sure.
Or was it just known natural. Throughout the universe? Listen, this is the law of nature. I'm just, you know, I'm a reporter of
life.
Somebody
write in and tell Randy he's wrong.
I'm not wrong at all. When's the last time I was wrong? Answer, never. Thank you. Jesus. I joined FanDuel.
What the hell is that?
Well, that's my next degenerate quality to unlock, you see.
FanDuel?
That's
sounds
right.
Sounds like a Dungeons and Dragons.
Gambling thing. On sports. That's my next degenerate.
Really? You're going to get your knees broke?
Listen, I just need that male pattern baldness and that hefty gut, and I'll completely unlock creepy uncle achievement.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're going for?
That's what I need. I'll call every girl I see babe or honey as casually as I draw a breath. It'll be... Just flying out. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Babe?
Ew, I'm not a girl.
Mm-hmm. You got bitch tits. I've decided that two rival sports teams will be like two fans of rival sports teams will start the next great war.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, it's not Helen of Troy anymore. The face that launched 1,000 ships. Stop it. Romance is dead.
Uh-oh.
Besides, how many followers does Helen of Troy have on Instagram? There's a girl named Abella on there. She takes pictures of her ass every day.
What?
And I guarantee that people might fight over her. She's a national treasure. Helen of Troy. More people care about... I mean, go to any random football stadium. How many fights break out?
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Right.
Oh, your team sucks. No, your team sucks.
Yeah. Well, six Let's during fight. The national anthem.
Well, that's a topic we can't even begin to broach.
Yeah? What do you think of it?
What do I think of it?
Yeah.
I think I read a Facebook status that said I should believe that it's right.
Really?
You should kneel.
Oh, really?
If you want to.
Oh, yeah.
So I believe anything that I read.
Okay.
I don't have any real thoughts.
Okay.
Just what people on Facebook tell me to do.
Kneel if you want to. That's Randy's.
Can kneel if you want to.
Yeah, right.
Can kneel all times a day.
You can leave your friends behind.
You can leave your friends behind, but there ain't no friends of mine.
If they don't kneel.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the safety dance. That's what that was. That's a song from 1982. Who cares?
82. That's a good year.
I don't even know if that's true. Tommy, it's time for a fun thing.
Oh.
This has been a weird episode, and yes, I blame you completely.
How is it my fault?
It's not. It's all on me.
I didn't say that.
As usual. Quality question, Tommy.
Okay.
According to Bob Dylan, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Quality question, what is the question?
Oh, that's a good one.
Is it what sound does the wind make? What is this, Jeopardy? You give me the answer, I come up with the question. That's twisted. Or twister.
So what is blowing in the wind? Okay, what's the question to the answer of it's blowing in the wind? Huh.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's a quality question.
Secret of life.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really twisted thing.
Sure. It's pretty philosophical, huh?
It's so... It puts the wind in my sails.
Yeah, you're a Dylan fan. I'm not, though. So.
Well, you know.
I like the circus music. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's what's going on in your head right now. Just a bunch of trapezing monkeys right now.
Blowing in the wind.
Oh, my God. You're listening to Maestro Retail Salami. We'll be right back if you even stuck around.
Hey, yo. It's been a while. I'm sorry. I've been in my hiatus for my million-dollar tour. You know, I've been all over the world for the past couple of months, and I've been gone. My million-dollar tour. There's so much stuff going on in my life right now. I have no time. But guess what? I found time for the best podcast in North American history. Let me tell you, this is exactly what I need to say. These guys right here, Tommy and what's his face? I don't remember. The host of the show. Oh, I'm joking. It's fucking Randy. He's the best guys. Let me tell you about these guys. They are the best. They do great job. You better listen to them. Miserable Retail Slate Podcast. Trust me, the hype man wouldn't steer you wrong. Then let me tell you this. You guys need to listen to the show, and you just need to have fun. These guys are great, and I'm glad I'm back. More to come. I'll talk to you later, Randy. Tommy, get that goddamn punski out of your mouth. It is not Fat Tuesday, you fat fuck. I will talk to you guys later. Have a good day.
Welcome back to the Miserable Retail Slave show, do us a huge, giant, monstrous favor. Point your internet-enabled device to that Facebook.com. Search Miserable Retail Slave. Join our Facebook group, please. That would be great. Also, follow me on Twitter at MRetailSlave. Follow Tommy on Twitter at Nowhere because he doesn't believe in it.
It's true.
He just does not.
It's true.
I do have a Snapchat now, which is the dumbest thing.
Oh, wow, look at you.
I'm MRetailSlave, and I've got like two friends, so, you know, add me there because I'm a pathetic loser.
Wow, Snapchatting it up.
I'm snapping all over the place. You don't even know. By the way, if you're a big old huge giant fan of this program, suggest one or two friends listen to this.
Yeah.
We're building up to episode 200.
What number is this?
This is episode 179. Next week we'll start 20 episodes.
Wow.
To 200.
Wow.
Are you excited?
Sure.
You seem like it. You seem real thrilled. So, we need you to tell all of your bestest friends to listen. We're going to try to have a bunch of special guests on. Some you know, some you might not know.
Okay.
And I don't know. We'll see how it works out.
Sure.
Tommy's going to be sleepy and yawny, and it's not going to work out well, probably, if he's just the worst person.
I'm not sleepy or yawny.
Okay, you're weird, Tommy.
Okay.
By the way,
you're
also...
mopey.
Am I mopey?
You are.
I am, because you're bringing me down. You're just a sourpuss over there.
I'm over here smiling and having a good time.
You're being the weirdest creep is what you're doing with your beady eyes rubbing your face constantly. It looks like you're tweaking over there.
I might be.
Yeah. If you haven't
tweeting.
What the? If you haven't left us, pipe down, Janice. If you haven't left us a 5-star positive iTunes review, please, come on.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Why not?
On top of all that, if that wasn't enough homework assignment, we do have shirts available now.
We do.
Shirts available now. Join the Facebook group. You'll see the link there.
You didn't tell me this.
You don't know anything, so why would I tell you?
I promoted the podcast this week, and it got quite a few likes.
Yeah, congratulations. Good job.
Thank you.
You didn't link to the show at all.
Yeah, it did.
You linked to a picture. That doesn't even matter.
I linked our Facebook, not page, but not our group, but our Facebook page.
You don't even know how social media works. So we do have shirts available now at Redbubble. We will have a link in the Facebook group and on Twitters and whatever.
Good thing I showed up to know that we have shirts.
Yeah, well, if I told you, what would you say?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you
Where's
just leave it at
Where's my free one?
You don't get a free nothing.
I'm the reason why people listen.
Yeah, you are. God bless you.
Buy one.
This is the quote of the week. Why you want to go someplace filthy that smells like a toilet?
Huh.
It's a man I witnessed in the retail paradise that gainfully employs me. Talking about France to his significant other.
He's probably not wrong.
No, that's not true, is it?
They pee in the streets, don't they? They poop and pee in the streets.
Oh, my goodness. It's not called the Awful Tower. It's the Eiffel Tower. Are you saying that all the dogs and Frenchmen mark their territory on the Eiffel Tower?
Well, I don't know.
We have a strong French connection over here. We're like Gene Hackman sitting here.
I'm not saying it's a
bad
thing.
We've got so many French listeners.
It might be the way to go.
Oh, backpedaling Thompson. I could see you shitting in the street. I really could. You are a mad pooper.
It's been done.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You don't give one single whim about where you go.
I'll tell you about the time at Abe Falcon's brother's house. Where,
oh, my God.
Well, I passed out on the porch, right?
That's a shocker.
And when I got up in the morning, I had to go.
Yeah?
And all the doors were locked to the house.
Sure.
And I, like, had to go now.
You had to.
And so I went back to the tree line and pooped.
Yeah.
And then I went back and passed out on the porch.
And you attracted all the coyotes.
And then when I woke up, I went home. And then the next day or something, there was a bunch of people that were up making breakfast, and I didn't know it. Mm-hmm. And so they just saw me shit in the backyard like a dog.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Another legend of Tommy.
They're
Tommy's,
like,
Tommy's 20s.
Look at that boy.
There's Tommy in his natural habitat. Yeah.
Look at Abe's sick friend over there.
Oh, no, they knew me. Listen to you. You're not. You're just blah. You're calling me weird. You're not even saying anything.
I'm practicing for my date tomorrow.
Oh, shit. You got a date tomorrow?
Oh, it's with Ruby's. Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did she make that horrible choice?
She makes bad decisions. There's
Get the ribs.
I'm going to. I'm eating them with a knife and fork. I don't even care.
You should order a piece of chicken on the side so you can drop it.
I'll drop that chicken. That's inside baseball slang. If you haven't listened before, too bad.
Right.
There's an online dating app called Hinge. Have you ever heard of this, Tommy?
No. No.
Well, I'm on Hinge now.
Oh.
Here wow. I am, ladies. Here's your big chance to date a podcast star.
Swinging doors perking.
Right over here. And I've discovered that on this online dating app, which seems to be filled with all the most beautiful women, and apparently it works on like mutual friends of yours on Facebook or something.
That's weird.
Or not mutual friends, but, you know, friends.
People you may know.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Based on your friends, like friends of friends, I guess. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Sure.
But it seems to me that I'm an hour away from all the good times and great fun.
Seems to me.
Yeah. I live in the black hole nothingness of Boring Town, USA, it seems. All the interesting, attractive, interestingly attractive ladies seem to live at least in an hour radius away from me.
Maybe the ones around here just have you blocked.
It's possible. Because it seems to me that I live in the eye of the tornado when all the action is occurring all around me.
Hmm. What are you going to do about it?
Move. see if the radius moves with me.
Metaphorically?
Maybe?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
You don't really have to move physically, right? You just got to move your actions.
Mentally?
Yeah.
Move my actions?
Your thoughts and your actions.
What does that mean?
Well, just switch things up.
Well, I'm asking you for advice. What does that mean, switch things up?
Go a little kamikaze or something.
You're making no sense. Yeah. You're getting married soon, and you're making no sense. I'm looking to you for relationship advice.
Oh, God, don't do that.
I am. I'm asking right now, and you're making no sense. You're telling me to kamikaze into the side of a building, apparently.
Me and the beloved's backstory makes no sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't.
Right. So what do I know?
You were friends.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And she didn't like you.
Right. Well, she didn't like me, but, I mean, we were just friends, yeah. She liked me as a friend, yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay, schoolboy. Like my friends don't like me.
As far as
she put up with you.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
No, we just met at the bar, and I told her about all the weird dates that I go on.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what happened. Yeah.
So that was your first date. You told her about.
Well, we never dated. We just always hung out.
Yeah, you showed up on her front porch like a pregnant possum and took up shop. Never
text message her and say, "Hey, I'm going to the pub. You want to show up?" And sometimes she wouldn't, sometimes she wouldn't.
Oh. Were you real bummed out when she wouldn't show?
No.
No?
Because we were just friends. I didn't
care. You were just friends.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, now I would be if I asked her to go
sure.
to... Right.
When did it pop into your head that you needed to start texting her to show up?
What do you mean? Like...
Because I never met her until you started dating her. Therefore, she was not a person that you would be like, hey.
You met her. She came to Billy's a couple times. And stuff.
Okay, well, that hardly counts because I was probably so drunk
yeah,
and
me too.
Surrounded by so many people I don't
and
even.
And I think Richie invited her those couple times.
Oh, our friend Dickie.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Actually, she did mention that.
What, that she met you at Billy's?
Yeah, what a great story for all the people that don't even know. We used to go out in our 20s every Tuesday night for karaoke.
Yeah.
And there used to be like, I don't know, 30 of us that would go
because
we used to have friends, apparently. And then like random satellite people would start showing up mm-hmm. because they heard it was like fun and weird and wacky
some would,
and wild.
Some would come every week and someone.
And then random complete strangers would start showing up to watch the ridiculousness that we would do.
Right.
And that became their form of entertainment, which I don't know if it was flattering or degrading.
I just look back at the shit that we do, and I never do that in my 30s. That was definitely for my 20s.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I'm on this Hinge site.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty cool because you, before you can do anything, you have to upload pictures, obviously, and you have to fill out 3 writing prompts.
Oh, wow.
So you actually have to show a personality, which is very helpful.
I bet.
It is. Honestly, it's great because you can see who the dullards are right off the bat. You can see who the wits are right off the bat.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me that every one of these women on these sites here, they all want to find someone funny.
Oh.
Everyone wants someone who's funny.
Too bad
everyone
you're not.
Wants to be entertained. I have a feeling that some of these ladies, their sense of humor doesn't match up with mine.
Right.
I have a feeling that some of these ladies are like, Caleb, he's so funny. He shoots bottle rockets at squirrels.
Right, right.
He's like straight up legit funny.
That is pretty
funny. I
can't
even.
That's pretty funny. I'd hang out with Caleb, the squirrel shooter.
See? You're Clarice over there is what you are.
Clarice?
Yeah, sure. Mm. You sound like a Clarice over there that would hang out with somebody that shoots bottle rockets at.
Squirrels? That'd be fun.
You're from a small backwoods town. I can see how you would get jollies out of that. I understand. Misconnections, Tommy.
Oh.
You ready for this?
Sure.
Before we do that, I'll do something else first.
Uh-oh. I'm going to get lectured.
It's too late. That's going to be after the show. You get the big lecture.
I don't think it's going too bad, other than your dullard voice over there.
My dullard voice? How dare you, sir?
Well,
my
there voice. You go. Now you're putting tone into it.
My voice is the voice that keeps people alive.
Hot gun.
You got it.
The voice of God.
It is the voice of God. Oh, by the way, I already had a couple people like me on that Hinge there.
Oh, wow. Don't let it get to your head.
It went straight to my Hinge. It did. One of her writing prompts was go to karaoke song. Do you know what she fucking said?
What?
Regulate.
Oh, wow.
Mount up is what she said.
That was one of my go-tos.
It was one of your go-tos.
Me and Beerwad, yeah. I'd still do that.
So I'm
That's
like.
That's not just a song for my 20s.
So I sent her a message. I'm like, one of my go-to karaoke songs is Lose Yourself.
Oh, wow.
Rap Battle?
Yeah.
Come on. And I'm like, G-Funk. And she never responded yet. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
I like your optimism.
Well, listen. In the words of Dr. Penrose.
We don't know if she had like some dick in a glass jar. You know what I'm saying? Like,
We don't know. But, she liked me. So I did what I should have done, which was.
You need to shoot your shot.
Right. I knew that was coming.
Don't ever talk over Dr. Penrose.
I didn't know you were going to play him. I just knew what it was going to be.
You got to have a Dr. Penrose drop. You got to.
You need to shoot your shot.
Goddamn right.
Since he won't come back and be on the podcast.
Well, I haven't asked him, honestly. Splice him in. Well, I'm going to splice him in every chance I get. You don't know if she's got a dick in a glass jar.
He is the star of the show. Oh, Randy's happy again.
I am. Dr. Penrose makes me happy. So, yeah. So, I don't even remember what I was going to talk. So we are approaching our 200th episode,
right?
And we've been around for 5.5 years at this point.
It's pretty weird odds, but yeah.
It's weird odds. What does that even mean?
Well, I guess 200 ain't bad for 5 years, is it?
No, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
We were pretty sporadic. We were pretty sporadic a couple of those years because... Honestly, we're more busier now than we ever have been, and we do it more now. So
look at that. You find the things that are important to you, Randy. Oh,
I wish you would sack up more.
I'm here every week, just about.
Not next week. You already told me you're calling in sick. We haven't been on the air in 2 weeks.
Calling in sick. We should talk about my hefty comedy schedule.
We should talk about your hefty body over there. manifest destiny. Anyways, don't look down at your gut. You'll just get so demoralized. So anyways, it's time to give back. We're getting to our 200th episode. We're going to have a special guest on. We've got some listeners for whatever reason. Uh-huh. You know, they listen to what we do.
Right.
So it's time. We want good karma points so one day we can get into podcast heaven and be God's right earbud, you know? That's what we want. Sure. That's all we could ask for.
I'll take that. Not anytime soon.
So I'm going to spotlight two podcasts right now that I've recently discovered.
Oh.
That really...
Drop those names.
I'm going to drop some fucking names. First one is called Textual Healing. Uh-oh. Textual Healing. Let me say that without slurring all over the place. It's like sexual, but textual.
Yeah, I got it.
And the concept of the show is... I don't even know the host's name. That's bad, but whatever. He has a special guest on, and they go over a text message conversation that went wrong somehow. Usually it's an online dating sort of related affair.
Yeah.
And him and the guest go over it and what went wrong, how it went wrong, make jokes about it, how it could have gone right, etc.
Okay.
So I've recently gotten into this, and this past week was like a two-parter with a comedian out of LA, and she was on, and he took over her OKCupid account.
Oh, that's great.
And started sending messages with her blessing, you know, and they're talking about it and whatever.
That's awesome.
Right. So one.
So he was like your ghostwriter?
Yeah. So they're sitting there sending messages. They sent a message to a dude that was online now. He responded right back, and he happened to be like 2 miles away.
Oh, shit.
So they set up a meeting right outside the apartment that they were recording in.
She knew what was going on and everything. Like
she was sitting right there the whole time. Okay. So they set up a meeting right outside the apartment building to try to get him to come onto the podcast and talk about.
He wouldn't do it?
Well, you're going to have to listen to this week's episode of Textual Healing, aren't you?
Wow, look at that.
Look at that plug. How about that? Second one. It's called Sorry in Advance.
Sorry in Advance. Okay.
Two ladies out of Toronto.
Oh.
Which I think they're like our neighbors, really. They're right across the street from Detroit, Michigan, USA.
Yeah.
Right across the street.
Right across the street and over the hill. That's Ontario. And through the woods. Ontario's right across. But Toronto, Ontario is, it's a few hours. It's not too far.
That's Ontario. Yeah, Toronto, Ontario.
Right, but. Thank Windsor. Windsor's right across the street.
You're out of Windsor over there.
Learn a map.
You're out of your mind.
Study a globe.
So, sorry in advance. We love Canadians, by the way. I mean, Manager John is one of my favorite Canadians ever.
He's a good dude.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
Uh-huh.
Wayne Gretzky's pretty cool.
Sure. Rob Ford.
Maple Leafs. I like those. Maple syrup's pretty great.
Like my Rob Ford line. The mayor of Toronto that died.
Yoga Hosers was a bad movie, but it took place in Canada.
Most of the band is from Canada. I like that.
Most of the band.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
The band. The band.
The band. The band.
My favorite band.
The answer, my friend, is Blowing in the Wind.
No, kind of.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. Up on Cripple Creek.
There we go.
Ridiculous. So they're two ladies out of Toronto, Ontario.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of remind us, you've never heard, remind me of a younger, hotter version of us. They kind of do what we do.
Huh.
And I enjoy their personalities and their banter. And one of them, Olivia, is a stand-up comedian.
Oh, okay.
Comedian? Oh. Is it wrong?
Yeah.
Listen.
Yes, it is.
Yes. I think so, too. It
shouldn't matter.
Comedian.
Oh, yeah.
But for the longest time, people were saying comedian.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Because it's ridiculous and it's stupid. It's just like how you can't call Scarlett Johansson an actress. She's an actor.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, you don't agree with that one, though. Uh-oh. Double standard. Who knows? Tell me your thoughts now.
Because comedian isn't really comedian. Isn't really used universally. It's just kind of like
seems like a media thing.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a thing that sometimes gets used, where actress gets used a lot. You know, actress is a proper word. Comedian is like comedian. I can't even say it. It's like slang.
I like how your neck frills out like you're one of those hooded lizards when you say comedian. It's
yeah,
creepy.
I can't even say it. No, like a lot of times in the comedy world, you'll read articles of women comedians saying that like they hate it when the host will say, "In this next comic is a girl," or something like that.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah, but they do it. And they don't even mean to do it. They're not even thinking. But
interesting.
Yeah.
So
yeah, don't do comedian.
Yeah. So yeah, Olivia and Carly, they're out of Toronto. I enjoy their personalities, their banter.
What are they called again?
Sorry in advance.
Okay.
And I'm throwing an invite out there for them to come on to this program.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. If you want to come on this program, you should totally come on this program. Why wouldn't you? We'd have a great old time. Also, our homies in the Mixed Feelings podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, girls. Hey. They're going to be at LA Podfest.
Oh, look at that.
In Los Angeles, California with Bill Burr and Mark Maron and all those famous people that you loved and read about and hear on your ears there. They're going to be at LA Podfest. So if you're in California, we got a lot of California listeners. Go ahead and get a ticket and see Mixed Feelings. Why wouldn't you? Also, they're setting up a kissing booth there.
That's weird.
Oh, I'd totally kiss. Kidding me?
Mixed Feelings are setting it up themselves?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Hmm.
Why not?
I don't know.
I'd set up a kissing
for
booth.
For people to come and kiss or people to come and kiss them?
People to come and kiss them for money.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I would do that too. Why wouldn't I? Kidding me?
Let's set up a kissing booth for people to come and kiss you.
Yeah. And it would be just me sitting there crying the whole time.
Proceeds go to the Children's Miracle Network.
Why am I so ugly?
Sorry, I shouldn't fake exploit the Children's Miracle Network.
By the way, around Christmas, we should do a marathon show for Laughter is a Cure.
Okay.
I still want to do that marathon show that we never did.
Yeah.
But I'm serious. Yep. I'm serious. Commit to it on the air right now.
Huh? Yeah, sometime around Christmas, sure.
Oh, my God. This connection's
big,
Tommy.
Very big commitment.
Gorgeous girl at Tim Hortons drive-thru, Saginaw, Michigan, USA. Why would you roll your eyes at that? They have Tim Hortons in Saginaw, Michigan, USA.
Sure.
You're just very just...
I like Tim Hortons. I'm a very Tim Horton-y guy.
Yeah, you are.
They have the best coffee.
Tim Hortons. Canadian specialty.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Hey, girls, hey, sorry in advance. I said that weird.
Yeah, you did. You said it like you were going to go to Mixed Feelings.
Uh-huh.
I have mixed feelings about how you said that.
Gorgeous girl at Tim Hortons drive-thru, misconnection, came to the drive-thru to get a bagel. By the way, bagels.
Mm. Mm. I had one for lunch today.
Gross. That's the driest thing one could eat.
Well, I slathered it. Slathered, that's a weird word. Covered it with fat-free cream cheese and 2% sharp cheddar.
Yeah. Why don't you just munch on a pile of wood chips? Tastes the same.
It was an onion bagel.
I don't agree with those bagels.
I used to
see what
love,
I did there.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
like a sounds nasty.
I used to love the everything bagel with the low-fat cream cheese, but then Tim Hortons got rid of the low-fat cream cheese, so I don't eat there anymore.
Guess what? Get a wild hair up your ass and go full donut. Yeah, don't go faux donut.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, what's the difference? You're slathering it with shit anyways.
I haven't had a donut in probably 10 years.
Well, you're missing out.
No, I don't like them.
You don't like them?
Well, I mean, they're okay. I just don't get them.
You're the fattest finicky eater anyone's ever seen. You don't eat anything, yet you're the chubbiest boy.
I had Taco Bell the other night.
It wasn't fantastic?
Drunk, yeah, I was wasted. Well, I shouldn't say wasted. I wasn't wasted, but I was drunk. Grilled chicken stuffed burrito, boy.
Did you savor every bite?
Oh, it was gone really quick.
Yeah. Came to the drive-thru to get a bagel and medium caramel iced cap. And the girl in the drive was so gorgeous. I got too gassed up to ask for her number.
Just farting everywhere, huh?
Were you overcome with farts there? Is too gassed up some slang I don't know about?
Just overexpanded himself.
Is that what the kids are
Talk
saying?
Talk about manifest manifart destiny.
Tommy's a comedian, by the way. He'll be opening up for Last Comic Standing's Dave Landau in a month.
That's true. Yeah. And a lot of other people. Yeah. I got a lot of shows.
Nobody cares. Let's get through this. Let's get through this.
I'm guaranteed going to mess one up because I got too many.
Well, you messed up this show, so.
This one don't count.
It absolutely counts.
I'm talking about shows I get paid for.
You're going to get paid for this one soon, actually.
Oh, sure.
No, you are. I had money for you.
Oh, wow. Listen to that. He's lying, folks.
I'm not lying.
What? You have money for me?
Well, not today, but you got Patreon money coming.
What? Whoa. How much?
Bring a better performance next time, and then we'll talk. And my wedding invite.
Well, give me 2 minutes.
Yeah. We made a connection. I think you missed a connection. That's the whole point of this.
Right, sure. Oh, I see.
Yeah. I mean, how did you make a connection? Did you caress her finger?
Bagels.
Bagels. That was that.
The bagel connection.
It's a very erotic sort of breakfast pastry. I don't know.
Is it a pastry?
I'm not sure.
I think it's no. Can't even. It's just a wad of carbs.
It's a wad of carbs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A very erotic wad of carbs.
A wad of carbs.
Yeah.
Get it?
It's what I call
like
my
a lot of carbs.
What I call my dick. A very erotic wad of carbs. We made a connection and smiled at each other before I took off. But it was all too late.
I like how he says tick off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. You smiled at each other.
And then.
You shared a connection, right. Smiled at each other.
Then I left.
And then you took off. And then it was too late because you took off.
Oh, why did I do that?
Because you were sweating and going 80 down the freeway.
Well, he got very farty, remember?
Yeah, he was farty. You don't know where that's going to lead. Oh, man. That's
I've never heard that term before, like that. I've heard, like, it's a gas.
I think I should probably start using that. I got too gassed up.
Don't do that on your date tomorrow.
I might.
Sorry, Rubies. I'm getting really gassed up.
Can you even believe it's been a year since I've met Rubies?
Wow. Right? Look at that. What are you getting her for your anniversary?
The ribs. You are really pretty.
Is this still the Tim Hortons?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't he already say that?
No. Well, gorgeous before. Right. You got to mix up your adjectives. Yeah. I mean, that's the mark of a great writer.
Right.
You get too gassed up when they're gorgeous, then you got to switch up to pretty, you know? Get back to me ASAP. Let me take you out and show you a good time, bae.
Oh, wow. Bae. You went...
Damn, she's
like he was writing bagel and just like.
It's possible. I mean, all the caramelized cat boys want this smiling bagel girl. You
when
think?
Are we gonna start responding to these people?
Remember that dude a few weeks ago? I responded to him.
Oh yeah, what happened to that?
Nothing. He never responded back. He got scared. I think
a misconnection. Misconnection.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
It was a misconnection.
This girl is like the total cream cheese of all the bagel queens. There it is. Which should be like a Ed Sheeran lyric soon, probably. Just go back to the fucking Tim Hortons drive-thru.
Don't take off.
Smile again.
Right.
And don't lose hope if she doesn't remember who you are.
You know what it would be good to do? Go to the drive-thru and be like, Tim Hortons, how may I help you? And be like, you know, order what she would want.
I just had a
revelation. Give it to her.
I just had a revelation right now.
What's that?
I wonder, I mean, obviously there's a way to get a hold of these people because I did it a couple weeks ago.
Well, if there wasn't a way to get a hold of them, they wouldn't.
Right. Listen to me. Here's my brainstorm. Here's my brain. All these misconnection folks that are around us.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we respond to them and be like,
let's
hey,
get a group together.
Me and Tommy will come with you and help you.
Yeah. Oh, I like
and
that.
And record the whole thing. It would be amazing.
I like that, yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
It could be misconnection. What would we call it? On location?
I don't know. Sure, yeah.
Mislocations.
Oh, shit. I'm going to email this kid and be like, hey, listen.
Where's this out of? Saginaw.
Right? Saginaw. Okay, yeah why not?
That. Meet us at the Tim Hortons. We'll see if she's working.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if she isn't, we'll ask the coworkers about
it. Right.
Do you know Ashley?
Oh, that's a great idea. It's never going to happen, but it's a great idea. Yeah,
it's a good idea. It's like Taste Buds.
It's like Taste Buds, which is our YouTube show where we ran around and ate at local restaurants.
We should still do that. Now that I'm drinking again, we could do that.
There's a lot of things we should do, but time is an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there never seems to be enough time to do the things.
God, I really like that idea, though. I really want to go with these people and be like,
hold my hand.
We will help you. Right. Come with. We will be
like the reverse catfish.
Yeah, we will be your. Exactly. Because they already know these people exist. We will be your wingmen.
Right.
We will help you.
It's not figuring out if they're real. It's figuring out if there was a real connection.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be awesome if
MTV, are you listening?
Right. Wouldn't that be awesome if, like, it's not going to be the first one we do, but like the seventh one that we do, the girl was hoping that they would come back. You know, it's only going to be like 1 out of 10.
Yeah, exactly. Like most of them would be like,
what are you talking about?
I don't even remember that guy.
Right.
Yeah, I smiled at him because he was a customer. That's my fucking job.
Or half of them would be like, that guy was creepy.
Yeah. Every now and again, well, I guess I get the feeling because every now and again you get a random fast food girl and you're like, oh, hey, I think she was kind of into me. And then you never see her again. Never. Like, it never, there's not a repeat offense. I don't know where they go. I think they evaporate in the smoke. I think they're all figments of all of our imagination.
I know I've said this one too many times, but it's that Louis C.K. line where he's like, you ever see somebody you don't know again?
Exactly. And then sometimes you see somebody you don't know never again.
Right.
It's. I almost think it's like a figment, like a testosterone fueled hallucination.
Sure.
Like,
it could be.
You're all worked up and you, oh, look at that hot girl. She's really nice to me. Oh, my God. And then you never see her again. You go back the next day. She's not there. You go back 2 weeks later. She's not there.
No, she's just hiding from you.
She's just hiding. She's like,
I knew that guy looked at me weird.
I just smiled at him because otherwise I thought he'd stab me in the forehead.
Oh, my God. He's back. Look, he's peering.
John. Manager John, I think he's peering at me, and it looks like he's yearning, too. He's peering and he's yearning. Help me. Hey?
These guys.
These guys.
Plural. Creepy.
Ugh. The worst.
Well, now we're coming aboard.
Yeah. Hour in. Finally, we're good. Great.
Well, you started laughing. That's all it took.
Oh, that I just have to start laughing to get you on burp. I've been
laughing the whole time.
No, you've been weird the whole time. No, you've been rubbing your face like you got ants all over it.
10 seconds.
Yep. Pecan pie head.
See, that's goofy. That's fun. You're drunk now, aren't you?
Not drunk enough to deal with you. Speedway liberal chick, Midland, Michigan, USA.
What?
Speedway. Liberal chick.
How do you know?
Well, I mean, those gas station attendants, they all got those.
Was it the glasses?
They got those liberal agendas. I think to be a gas station attendant, you have to be liberal. I mean, think of all the gas station attendants. Can't be a
staunch Republican.
No. Think of all the gas station attendants you've seen recently. Think of how weird they are. They all got to be a liberal, right?
Sure. Well,
I mean, they all got piercings, tattoos, or making wonky eyes. Well, that's true.
That's what I mean. They can't be staunch Republicans. It'd be weird.
I like that.
There's probably that one weird one.
I like that you use the word staunch Republicans. A couple times. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very assertive word, isn't it?
It is. Staunch.
Yeah.
Staunch.
I don't even know what it means.
Those staunch Republicans.
I think it means very. It's very Republican.
So very Republican.
Yep.
You're so very Republican over there. Mm. Staunch reminds me of paunch, which means fat tum. And that reminds me of Republicans because they all got big guts. Hmm. I think so. All Republicans are fat.
Yeah. They can eat well.
They eat well.
Well fed.
Well fed. Mm. Not welfare. Well fed.
Right. Don't tell them that.
I want this to be real, but it's probably fake.
Uh-oh.
I want there to be like a Shakespeare of misconnections out there writing these, you know? There might be.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever this man is that wrote this is like a fucking poet, and I applaud him. If it's real, my heart is warmed. If it's not real, we're still doing it anyways. Misconnection. I was in the local speedway.
What?
Local.
Okay.
But spelled locale.
I was going to say, that's...
Low-calorie speedway.
Right.
Grabbing a liter of Coke before shift and was totally shell-shocked by your perfect poise.
Wait, so this is two for speedway?
What?
Or is this the same speedway one?
This is the same speedway.
Okay. Say this speedway.
Must I read this again? I was in the locale speedway grabbing a liter of Coke before shift and was totally shell-shocked by your perfect poise.
Wow. Poise.
That sick poise you got, girl, made me say, damn.
She had a good stance.
She had a good stance. Hand on hip.
Right.
Perfectly curved back. Damn, girl. That's some poise right there. Super sexy with a little chunk on those cheeks. Gotta have a little
Where
chunk.
Where is this? What city?
Midland, Michigan, USA.
That's right. That's what you said.
Super sexy with a little chunk on those cheeks. I could say that sentence for the rest of eternity.
It sounds like a rap line.
And still be happy.
It sounds like a rap line.
I actually Googled some of the lines in this to make sure it wasn't fake.
Hey.
And nothing came up, so I'm hoping it's just all real.
Super
I was
sexy with, yeah, I like that.
Super sexy with a little chunk of, like, for the rest of time, I could say that and always have a smile.
You're driving a cat daddy from Cali, baby.
I was in awe. Damn, girl, you could ring up some snacks or whatnot.
This can't be real.
It can't be real, but I love it.
Right. Sounds like Flavor Flav made a misconnection.
You could ring up some snacks or whatnot. Anyways, you were yapping to Benjamin about... God damn it. Anyways, you were yapping to Benjamin about some liberal mumbo-jumbo when I rebutted.
Uh-oh. This is a rap song.
You thought it was funny, but I was dead serious.
Uh-oh.
America's great, damn it.
Uh-oh.
Benjamin needs to get his ass to work.
Is this a misconnection, or did he want to kill these people?
If you can get past that, I'll take you out for a cheeseburger and a bang. Cheeseburger and a bang. Perfect date. Yeah. Want some onions on that bang? I give you some onions on that bang.
Did he really say that?
No. Oh. I wish.
It reminds me of the Ice Cube lyric. Where he says, and after the date, I'm going to want to do the wild thing. You want lobster? Huh? I'm thinking Burger King.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger and a bang.
Burger and a bang. That's better.
Yeah. Get at me with what I said to Benjamin if you're down.
Oh, he told Benjamin off.
Yeah. Hatchtag. Hatchtag. Doink da doink.
I like doink the doink.
Doink da doink.
Schooled Benjamin.
By the way, if you're listening to this episode at any point and you want to promote it on Twitter, use the hashtag doink da doink. Doink, D-O-I-N-K, D-E-D-O-I-N-K.
Doink da doink.
Doink da doink.
Doink da doink.
That's the hashtag for this episode, doink da doink. I think we'll do hashtags for episodes from now on.
Sure.
Start hashtags for episodes. Right. Oh, man. That girl got a sick poise and a cheeseburger and a bang coming her way. Fuck. Misconnection, Tommy. Cawcolin.
Cawcolin. Yeah.
Cawcolin.
Been there.
Which sounds like something a crow would say right before it dies.
Cawcolin.
Cawcolin. Mm-hmm. Looking good at lunch.
Uh-oh.
I mean, looking good at lunch. You ever see a dame across the way when you were eating? You're like, man, that girl looks tasty as this this meal.
Is this Berg?
Is this Berg? Funny you should say this. Say that, because this involves a Berg, too.
Oh, wow. Berg's everywhere.
How many times have you said cheeseburger in your life, Tommy?
Cheeseburger?
Yeah.
My grandma used to say cheeseburger.
Yeah.
But I never, I don't think I ever.
Yeah, did. It's a weird thing to
she
say,
used
right?
To say hamburger and cheeseburger, yeah.
I stopped at the Mobile/McDonald's today about 11:20.
Uh-oh.
He looked at his watch, I think.
Yeah.
I bet it was digital. I have no faith. It was like
analog.
Yeah. Thank you, Tommy.
You didn't know I knew that, did you?
No. I don't give you a credit for anything.
I know things.
You do know things.
You're drunk.
Hot gun.
You got it, dude. You came in and had... Is that your new gimmick? You just look at people and say, you're drunk?
No, you're just burping to yourself.
Well, I am burping because the fluids are coming up.
Getting
so
all gassed up.
I'm all gassed up. This podcast gets me too gassed up to even work.
It's a gas.
Yeah. You came in and had long, dark hair, black top, and gray pants on. You were absolutely stunning. And if I would have had my wallet with me, I would have bought your lunch. Parentheses, double cheeseburger meal.
What?
That's what she was buying.
Oh, did you hear about Wendy's right now? You can get a Whopper, the Baconator Junior or whatever, and like a 5-piece nugget and something else and like a pop all for $5.
Get excited, fat kid.
It's crazy. I won't do it.
That's as thrilled as I've seen you see.
But I'm not doing it. I never do that. But I should just, people that eat fast food should know that.
You haven't been that excited all evening.
I had a Baconator one time about 5 years ago coming back from a show in Grand Rapids, and I think I had a heart attack right afterward. My shirt was covered in grease, and yeah.
You died that night?
I think so.
And then you came back?
Yep.
And that's why you're so weird now?
Yep.
People that die and come back. Yeah. They're not right.
I wrote a book.
Okay. Did you see that heaven? What it looked like?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It's good. I can't talk about it.
A lot of games of horseshoes.
Sworn to secrecy.
Ah, confidentiality agreement. Those lawyers of heaven are staunch Republicans.
Confident heaven.
Yeah, they got you. Man.
They got you. You sound sleepy.
I'm not sleepy. I'm just fed up with you is all.
Let's go.
I'm trying to. You interrupted me with Wendy's meals.
Hot gun.
I care.
Sorry, I forget you're a Burger King guy.
You were absolutely stunning. If I had my wallet with me, I would have bought your lunch.
Double cheeseburger meal.
Yeah. Just double cheeseburger and a bang. What a prince.
Double cheeseburger, double bang.
Oh.
Hashtag.
Hashtag double bang. Hashtag double cheeseburger. Hashtag double bang.
And look at that.
If you happen to see this and are interested in talking more, and if you remember, please tell me the color of shirt I had on.
I want to know the percentage of misconnections that actually worked.
I mean, very.
But people do this a lot.
Until we get involved.
Right.
We're going to make this happen.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea. I mean, we wouldn't do this one. I don't want to have double cheeseburger, double bang some girl.
No.
But like, homie with the Tim Hortons, that's a doable thing.
Yeah, I think
we could totally do that.
Yeah.
I'm serious about this. We're going to do this. I don't want you to be frightened.
No, I think it's a good idea.
Okay, we're going
to
do it.
Well, we got to have people call in first to the podcast, right?
What do you mean call
before
in?
Before we meet them.
Oh yeah, we could do that.
Call in. We got to interview them to see if they're worthy, and then people could vote if we should go.
Are you worthy of lifting up Thor's hammer?
We should choose five. Once we get five that want to do it, we should have them call in, and then the people that our listeners can vote on which one that we should go do.
Oh, look at you with a plan.
Yeah, marketing.
Huh. Marketing. How about that? Well, I'm totally going to at some point message the Tim Hortons boy.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah. All you burger bang dudes are out of luck.
We
sorry.
Should start a service.
Start a service.
Like a misconnection service.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're private investigators for misconnections.
Oh, okay. Look at that. Like catfish.
Yeah, we got to come up with it. Yeah, that's what I said. We're the reverse catfish.
Well, I said we should do the speed dating thing, too.
We're not Nev, we're Ven.
Yeah. Howard Stern had a Mick the Nerd, who is apparently a character on that show, do a speed dating thing. It was the funniest thing. Like, I should totally do a speed dating thing just to see what it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have those.
They used to sound so much fun. Like, I never wanted to participate, but I always wanted to go and just watch it.
That's really like online dating in real life, though.
Right.
Because it's basically you're browsing and whatever.
Yeah, it'd just be like, it'd be such a weird psychology experiment.
Yeah, I mean, because you only have, what, 2-3 minutes to...
Yeah, it's just a weird thing.
To, like, make an impact. So you got to say, if you don't strike them visually, you got to say something so completely weird it sticks in their stupid minds.
Or smooth. You could always go with smooth.
Smooth?
Say something weird. That would work.
Who the fuck are you...
That would work.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
You're supposed to try to get a date, right? Not scare them.
Listen...
You need to shoot your shot.
Yeah.
It's true, but why would you shoot a weird one?
Why would I? No, that's not how I mean. My definition of weird is probably different than yours. Mine is stands out. Yours is, ooh,
okay.
I wear a sponge on my head and eat shellfish. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Who eats shellfish? Gross.
Yeah, gross.
Stoplight at King and Williamson, Bridgeport.
Oh.
I was reaching for something in my backseat. And it was a struggle. LOL. You pulled up next to me and laughed and said, "What's up?" I smiled and said the same back. You said something else, but I didn't hear you.
And then I took off.
I thought you were cute and was tempted to follow you, but I was in a rush. Respond with the color and make of your car or mine. Not sure if you read these, but thought it was worth a shot.
You should have shot.
Well, you know. What do you think that the person said back to her?
Quit talking to me.
Quit talking to me.
Hope you find it.
You said something else, but I didn't hear you.
See, this one would be hard because we don't have a location to go to. Oh, we could go to that corner, but...
This is where it all happened. The love of her life. Because this is woman-seeking male. The love of her life drove off.
You know what another thing we could do is to make it easier... Is we could, if it's places of employment, we could just call the place.
What
do you
mean?
What I mean? Like the Tim Hortons thing.
Uh-huh.
We could call it and be like, "Do you have a girl that works there that's like described this way?" And then if they say, "Yeah," we're like, "Well, can we talk to her?"
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
Then maybe we can get like a 4-way call going out or something.
Oh, boy. This is a great idea. I'm jazzed about that.
Whatever keeps me in this seat.
Yeah. Whatever makes it so I don't lose this job.
All right. Because he said I'm getting paid soon.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You need to up your game up, I think.
I tried. Promoted it this
don't
week.
Cry. You didn't promote it well.
I got a few likes.
Man, this has been a weird episode.
Yeah, but it's been fun.
Okay. Hopefully you all enjoyed this. Once again, we're... approaching our 200th, we're going to amp up the promotion, and we want you all to be on board with this, for crying out loud. All our ride-or-die homies that listen every week, we want you to recruit all your bestest pals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not hard to be like, "Hey, bestest pal."
Right.
I'm not saying even on social media, be like, "Hey, guy in real life, I talk to you every day. Listen to this, please."
Right.
Say please and thank you. Be a polite lad or lass.
Okay.
That goes a long way.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to have special guests on. I don't know how that's going to work out. Why you got your hand in your vagina? Oh, my God. He's got a pee-pee.
Other one.
What?
Yeah, again.
Oh, God. We're going to... leave now because Tommy's got to poop all over the place again, I guess.
It's a shit show.
Well, I'll see you next time. Tommy's going to die of feces overload.
I think so.
Bye.
Bye.
Waitlist, space boots, and a major buzz. Ojibwe powwow, they call me crazy lungs. Saber-toothed tigers on the native drugs. Stay spun, reminiscing about the way it was. Stargazers chilling in the same hell. Pray tell, the villains get paid well. Just another beast lighting up my brain cells. Shooting for the moons, looking for my angel. So many lost loves, I've been dreaming of them. Feeling lifeless, the buzz got me scheming again. Broke a couple hearts, Henny's Timberlands. Fur coat, and whatever weather, killer cam. Stay chilling, man, D-boy, damn it. I'm a satellite spinning around this Detroit planet. Nightcrawler under streetlights hanging. I'm a ugly motherfucker like Eli Manning.
I hop, skip, and a jump, a high shit, and it bump, a jump shot, switch, whip the blunt lit. Wise man in a strange land with a tall can, do the hammer dance in the bass Ray Bans. Paul Bunyan beard, it's a party over here. Shorty's looking good though, oh dear. Well, the LSD, they give me no fear. Gripping crystals, the hippies ain't so weird. You ain't trippy with your syrup and your Xanax. Priceless is the pearl, baby, jam that. Electric force, acid in the camelback. Up and see the point, joints in the fanny pack. Keep it classical, yeah, I'ma handle that. Power outages, drowning in the candle wax.